So once again today, in the midst of this celebration of ordinary time, the Lord had asked his disciples for many months or years already, they had been with him. The Lord had asked him. The Lord asked them, "Oh, what the people say about him, and above all, to them, who is Jesus to them?" It's a question of commitment, a question of self-evaluation, if truly they know Jesus by the heart. Not just what other people says, not what they have seen, heard, but by the heart, they really know Jesus, who Jesus is to them. So the same also question that we also ask to us, who is Jesus unto you? How do you know Jesus? Oh, who say to you? Who say who I am? A question if we know him or not. A question that would also penetrate our heart and mind if we know him. Not just a routine of reading the Bible, routine of every Sunday being here. Does Jesus really, inside of our heart, working, obeying him? And the answer of Peter said, and he said to Jesus, he said, "Well, to them, you are John the Baptist. To other people, you're John the Baptist. To others, you're Elijah. To others, like Jeremiah and other prophets. That's what they say." Okay? But Jesus said to them, "But who do you say that I am? But who do you say that I am?" Yes, maybe that's what they say. But to you, who am I to you? Yun ang question ni Jesus. And Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You're Christ, the Son of the living God. And with that answer, Jesus said, "Blessed, very blessed, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. What you have said is a revelation from the Father. You have not really studied about it, but it is a revelation from God that he is Christ, the Son of the living God." And with that revelation to him, he said, "Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Upon this rock, on this rock. There's so much debate on this between evangelicals and the Catholics about this. But the Catholics, this is Peter represents the hierarchy, the leadership of the church. They've been chosen as a visible, sacramental sign of Jesus to lead, to build his church. Remember, it is the church is founded on Christ, not on Peter. The foundation of the church is Christ. But of course, there's somebody you have to lead to do that. And that's the stand mostly, I think, of all of our sacramental, that Peter was chosen to be the rock. That stone that would stand in the huge stones That huge stone is Jesus. That would build and lead these people, the church, to proclaim, build, and spread the church. So Peter here represents our bishops, leaders of the church, chosen, authorized, given authority by our Lord Jesus Christ to continue build His kingdom, spread His kingdom. With this, that's what we call representing the leadership. There's always a leadership that would lead, that somebody would guide together with his successors. And the our bishops represent in persona Christi, in person of Christ, that would lead us, teach us, guide us to build, proclaim the kingdom of God. So once again, you could see here the authority is given to our bishops, to our leaders by Jesus Christ. Although Peter said, "You are rock." Rock, Petros. But even though it is a word of faith to him that you are a strong rock, and you know, Peter, after he had said this wonderful revelation in following verses, Jesus rebuked him. "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling stone now." He was a rock, and this time, he's a stumbling rock. You could see the weakness of Peter. You could see also how he denied, but nevertheless, the Lord has chosen him to lead. And that is something we could see in the leadership. They could see our bishops are the one who have been chosen and authorized by Jesus to lead, to guide as our shepherds, to guide us, all of us. Like said in 1 Peter, we are living stone. Jesus is the big living stone, and we are living stone also that would build a spiritual house. We are the one comprising all the stones we build a spiritual house. But in submission to our leaders. But I'm not talking much about that. What I want to emphasize this morning, first of all, yes, you could see the responsibility of our bishops, of our leaders. We have to pray for them. But also you have to submit and follow them. But what I want to emphasize this morning, brothers and sisters, that question, who do you say that I am? We'll bring it to our level now. Because that's what I want to emphasize this morning. To you, who is Jesus? He is our Lord. To you, who is? Because that would now emphasize what are you going to do? Your decision, your opinion, what you're doing. If he's really Lord Jesus to you, is he really Lord? Yan ang question. Because that's a question to you and me now. Is that because you have read the Bible? We're evangelicals. We read the Bible. We know every scripture. It's easy for us to know an answer. But in our daily lives, is he really the Lord? Because he said here, you are Christ. That means he's the anointed one, the Savior. And then it follows the Son of the living God. He is God. Lord. And for us evangelical, easy to say, we'll bring it down to this for us. He is my Lord and my Savior. Mas madali intindihan. Now, the question. The question now. The more we meditate, evaluate ourselves, it will be more at 30 minutes homily. To all of us, if we meditate on it, it will be a whole day, a whole month, a year of evaluation. Is he really Lord? Because as Christ, as Savior, not only thinking that we'll be saved by our sin and we're going to heaven after death. She will say, save or salvation, it means it is saving from ultimate evil. Could you trust Jesus not only going to heaven, but when we come to the valley of the shadow of death, in time of darkness, could you really trust, have faith in our Savior to help us? Could we have that faith? And now, not that's the meaning of Savior, not only save us from our sin or we're going to heaven, but in our everyday life, the meaning of salvation is saving us or protecting from ultimate evil. Every kind of evil that would happen to us on this world, could we trust Him that He would save us? And then, He is the Son of God. He is God. Is He first said He's God? No, for us evangelicals, He is my Lord. Now, my Lord. Is He Lord? Is He Lord? Because that would affect our daily lives. In our decision, do you put Him first? Pag hindi, He's not your Lord. Ganun kasimple yun. That you have developed that heart that He is Lord. We're willing to put Him first. We're willing to obey Him. Now, as faith, maybe we have not reached that faith yet, but we are in that direction. Because if not, we are just only by words. But our lives does not proclaim it. That's what the Lord, in the middle of this ordinary time, He's asking us a very serious question. And I said, it's more than a 30-minute homily if we really have a self-evaluation of ourselves in what we're doing in our lives, in our houses, in our job. Is He the one really, the Lord, the one working in us? In the middle of this year, August, after this August, bear, then Christmas time now, so is it. Advent, the whole year, we're coming to celebrate our anniversary. More of us now are more than 30 to 40 years now in this church. Now the question now, where we are now in our relationship with Him? In every area of our life. In our job, in our business, in our family, in our decision, in our opinion, in our, what you want us to do. Have we consulted Him? That is the question for all of us. We just question, who do you say that I am? If you say He is your God, your Savior, your Lord, it will give us an hour, a day, a month of evaluation. Truly, if He is, we have rewind in our life, in our decision. That is how serious this question to us today. Because as we make Him as our Lord, the Son of God, are we willing to continue to submit to Him, to be disciple to Him, to die daily and carry His cross? Are we, what you call the question, if He is Lord and Savior, God, to our everyday life? Does we become an instrument of His grace, His forgiveness to others? Because it is, once you brother said, it's always simplified and expressed daily in our lives. Of His mercy to other people? Are we as a sacramental, visible sign of Christ to others, wherever we go, in the church, in our work, in our house, in our business, in every person that we face, are we become what you call a sacramental, no? Deep word, or say, a visible, tangible sign of Christ to others. Are we an instrument of service to those who are least fortunate in our nation, in our place, to show to them that there is hope, there is Jesus, or still we are so busy with our own work, own business? At least we reminded Jesus every Sunday, at least, andun ako. But in everyday life, because we always encounter people, and those we encounter people are not accident. They are, it is a God plan that that day, that that hour, you will meet this person. Maybe you have planned for that, but before you plan it, God already planned for that for many, many years or before the end, before the beginning of the world, that in this day, this very hour, you will meet that person. And that is an opportunity to you and me to be like Christ. Are we the instrument? Because that's the question now. Because that's just the simple, kumbaga, things now that counts when that say, that word, He is Christ. You are Christ. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. And that is translated every day in our life. That other people, your neighbors, your co-workers, your family, your classmates could see Jesus. You see? That's now the question of Jesus. That's why I said it will be a 30 minute or more than of homily, I would say, if we have just, we go home, meditate, is he really Jesus? Now, in a simple and everyday living, in my decision, in my work, is he really Jesus? Or still it is my own way, my style, my standard, ang ginagamit? See? As I said, evangelical, as we are evangelical people, it's easy for us to answer because we know the word. But brothers and sisters, in an honest evaluation of ourselves, are we really doing it? Now we are, yes, like Peter. Like Peter. If you say you are rock, Petros. But you could see the palatability of Peter. He fails. His palliability. Not all of us has palliability, all of us. We need a grace. But even though God sees that, He chose us to be part of His church. So once again, brothers, it boils down to this question. And I said, it's more than 30 minutes, 45 minutes of homily, anything I could say here. Then, when we go home and evaluate, honest evaluation ourselves, is he really my Savior? Can I really trust him in time of trouble, in time of darkness? Could be my Savior? And he's the Son of God. He is God. He is my Lord. Is he the one really been following? In my decision, in my opinion, the way I do things is really God's way? Because that would help us to see really if you are doing it or not. And I said to you and me, you fail. There are times that we fail. That's with an honest evaluation of ourselves, it would lead us to repentance, Lord. It's easy for me to say, you're my Lord and Savior, but my way of life does not reflect it, Lord. In some way, I have failed. That's what leads us to repentance and seek God more. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. But help me to change. Help me to change, Father. Because that question, I choose to believe, would linger in your heart and in my heart. Who really Jesus to us? Not just because of the Bible says that He is our God, but does your life proclaim it? That's why it's easy for us to say, but now, an evaluation of our life, of our attitude, is really Jesus? That's why, brothers and sisters, when we go home this morning, evaluate ourselves. Not just what we have heard, not just what we have read about the Bible, but if we evaluate our lives, is really our Lord? Does your life proclaim it in your work, in our families? Does really proclaim it? If not, then Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy. See it that way. An honest evaluation of ourselves will bring us to repentance, to humility that we have failed. The Lord, help me in this area. Maybe in this area, okay na rito, Lord. But in area, Lord, I failed. Help me, Lord. Because that would help us once again to regain our balance where we are right now in our Christian walk. If He's really a Savior, yes. Could you trust Him in time of darkness? Could He save me in the ultimate evil that the Lord or the world will give to me? Is He the Son of God that who is worthy to worship, to obey, to submit, to give my life, my time, my effort, my talent, my treasure? Is He really number one? Is He really the one really guiding me? Or still, ako tagihapon, Lord. Ako tagihapon. That's something that we have to evaluate. And may that question of Jesus would reign in our heart. Who do you say that I am? Or who Jesus to you? Personalize, who is Jesus to me? Not just because I've read that He is God, He is Lord, He is my Savior, what the Bible says, but truly in my heart, who is to me? Because that would be translated in our life.